Oh yeah. So today was awesome. Oh man, I literally had so much fun today. This was my second time in the Exocet foil, and I was windsurfing Chichester Harbour, going up and down what we call the Trot, which is basically just a line of yachts, so just above that. And oh, I have to say that was my most successful session yet. I was consistently flying, and so the thing that I learned before, I was a little bit sort of apprehensive when I was getting up onto the foil. So before I'd sort of pump, get a little bit up onto the foil, and then when I was up there, I was like, oh, this is a bit sketchy, and then kind of like would jump up, be going like up and down, and sort of bouncing around a little bit. But then this session today, I just got to grips with floating along in the air and trying to keep it consistent. And the rig is really sensitive at first, so when you're moving the rig back and forward just to keep the board level, so that the foil's level, at the beginning it seems really like twitchy, really kind of sensitive, and every little movement makes a much greater movement in the foil. So a smaller movement in the rig will make a big movement in the board and the foil. But after a while I began to get the hang of it, and one of the things that I found really worked when I was first trying to maintain a consistent flight was almost just like standing up straight. When you're windsurfing normally, you're meant to keep a lot of pressure on your back foot, and you kind of drive off the fin. Now if you do that with foiling, you tend to just lift the board up into the air, and then the foil will either come out the water, or you just won't remain consistent flight, so you do a lot of up and down, which is kind of what I was doing at the beginning. So what I found was, if I just, as soon as I was just on the foil, so you go kind of from non-planing, then you pump onto like a normal plane, like you would a normal windsurfer, and then I felt at that point, just keep it, at that point I would start to kind of almost just stand up, keep your legs straight, your back one specifically. You can bend the front one a little bit, but basically your weight comes forward, but also kind of in more. With windsurfing you're also trying to get out away from the kit, and with foiling you kind of want to be, definitely with a start at least, I found, to come in a bit closer into the center line of the board, which keeps the board nice and balanced. But then yeah, so after a while I was kind of getting it, I was kind of really enjoying consistent flying, and it wasn't too much of a struggle. I could kind of relax and ease into it, and also just I did find just taking a bit of a deep breath once you're up there and just kind of chilling out, relaxing into it, instead of being really stiff and kind of rigid, you want to kind of relax and just sort of ease yourself into it. Obviously a lot easier said than done, but I did find that a lot easier to do further through the session, just to relax and a lot of fun. And I'm actually getting like really addicted to this. It reminds me of my first time windsurfing for the first ever time, and I was just out every day, as many hours as I could possibly be. So last night I was out till about 8 o'clock, launched at about 5:36 ish, and I was still contemplating staying out. The only thing that really stopped me from going out again was the wind felt like it was dying a little bit. And also I was super tired when you're first starting out. Oh my god, I was like pumping like crazy, so my arms just were killing me. Lucky being on a high literage board, you can kind of like sort of rest a sail occasionally and rest your arms, but my god, I was absolutely exhausted. But it's good fitness though, good pumping practice. Yeah, I can see myself getting very, very addicted to this, and hopefully keep developing my skills on the foil.